Oh my goodness. Hello everyone. We're going to get started in just a minute. I'm going to I'm trying to unmute you. Is that letting me? Hold on one second. Unmute.
Hi.
Hello.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. Good, good, good.
So we are just, I'm just testing, making sure everything is good. We're already recording. So hello, everyone. I know we're just a few minutes early. I wanted to get on early. So as people joined, I want to thank you all for being here.
Awesome.
I think we're good. I'm just going to make sure that, yep, my stuff is all good. Yay.
All right. I'm just going to close my video for a minute before we begin to do a couple of things.
Yep, absolutely. So take your time, and everybody else, we're going to get started in about 6 minutes. So there are still people joining right now. So I'm just going to make sure that they are okay, that they have the proper links and so on. So I'm so excited. So if you have any questions, obviously you can start typing them in on the Q&A box ahead of time. That's great. And how exciting is this, right? And for some of you, I know you're like, oh, I've never seen you in person, because I normally do all my calls audio only, right? So this is so much fun. And I know we're going to get last minute people signing up and registering. Totally fine. It is what it is, right? All right. So let's just check and see. We're good so far. So I wonder what else is possible for today, right? I have my coffee. It's been one of those days. So it's like coffee. I need coffee. Definitely coffee. So, you know, usually when I'm doing audio shows and I'm getting ready ahead of time, there's nobody watching me. But it's okay. So I think all the links are good. Everything's all set up. I know, I love to talk, so. All right, so there's, just make sure that some people have the proper tags and so on, so that you get access to everything. And you're going to love today's call. You're just going to love it. I'm just so excited about it. And whoever, you know, whoever I don't get to before we actually go live, that's okay. They will get the information after. But how much fun is this? This is a brand new system that I'm trying out and using, so it'll be fun. Okay. Let me see if there's anybody wanting any questions. Nope, we're good on Facebook, as far as I can tell. So hello, everyone. I'm Alara. And so for some of you, this may be the first time that you're doing a Zoom. And so that's okay. We will just wing it. Just go with it. Like, how much fun can we have, right? And, you know, I was really cold before. Now I'm like, oh, Getting hot. And trust me, I will not be doing any clicking once we start. My husband just made me coffee, yay. Not enough sugar. Where can I put this?
All right, I'm here. I'm ready to go.
Yay. So lucky you, Julia, you get to be the first one of the season.
Awesome.
I know, how exciting, right?
Yeah, this is great. So how many guests do you have-ish all together?
I think we're up to 18.
Great.
18, nine, I'm still waiting on a few, but 18, 19.
Awesome.
So
let me turn the light on in here. I think it'll help.
We're going to get started in a minute because I like to be on time the best I can. If people continue to join after, that's fine.
Sounds good. All right. Well, I'm ready when you are.
All right. Let me just check one last quick little thing jiggy and we will be good to go. I think I already checked that one. Okay, one second and we'll go. Because we're at the top of the hour. All right, so it is so weird to do this on video. I'm just so not used to it. I'm so used to audio. It's like, all right, so we're going to get started.
Sounds good.
Let me find you again. Perfect. All right, everyone. So we're going to get started. I know there's going to be people joining, but for those of you who are already here, thank you so much. Okay, let's start here. Okay. All right, so we are recording. We are live. Let's just get started. So hello, everyone. Thank you so much for joining us today. This is the launch of the Create Your Life video series, Beyond Mediocre to Infinite Possibility. And, you know, I'll be honest, I thought about this like 3 weeks ago, and I just put it together. It's like, why not, right? And so I'm so excited to talk to all of you today because, you know, we are engaging in a conversation. You know, whether you're speaking or not, we are still engaging in a conversation. And so I invite you to, you know, put down your barriers, expand out a little bit, just be totally present during this call so that you can receive the most or what you need, what you require in this moment. So this series, Create Your Life, really is about you letting go of all those patterns, beliefs, old ways of being that don't serve you anymore, knowing that you are an infinite being, knowing that you have infinite potential, and knowing that really there's nothing that you can't do. So I'm so honored and so glad and excited that Julia Sotis is with us here today. She's launching the season. Yay. How exciting is that? So Julia, welcome.
Thank you. I'm very happy to be here.
And, you know, for those of you who don't know Julia, I'll just tell you a little bit about her because, I mean, I'll be honest, I met Julia once long time ago. It was...
Yeah, like 5 years ago.
5 years ago, I think in Toronto at a level 2, 3. long time ago. And since then, you know, my whole life has changed. And Julia, your whole life has completely transformed and changed, right?
Yes.
So we'll talk about that in just a second. But for those of you who don't know Julia, and for those of you who are members of Awaken to Happiness Now, but don't really know a lot about Access, we'll talk a little bit about that as well in just a minute. So Julia was born and raised in Manitoba, Canada. So, you know, she's a Canadian girl. Happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you. I forgot it was Thanksgiving till the end of the day because I live in South Carolina now. But thank you.
You're welcome. I forgot too because I'm in Austria. So it's like, oh, I didn't even realize when I was planning this that this was falling on Thanksgiving. But it is Thanksgiving. So I'm so grateful for that. So Julia has always been interested in self-improvement. And in fact, she attended her first course at the tender age of 13. It's like, wow. And she has a degree in sociology from the University of Winnipeg. And she now lives in South Carolina with her husband and three stepkids, where she works as an Access Consciousness Facilitator, a job she's been doing for the last 5 years. And she's seen personally how to change money mindsets and go on to earn more than you could ever imagine. And she loves teaching Right Riches for You classes so others can do the same, as well as other classes. And, you know, Julia is now really extremely busy traveling the world, attending classes, facilitating classes, and just, you know, her life has really expanded so much, I find, in the past couple of years. So, Julia, can you tell us a little bit about you, your story, and a little bit about Access Consciousness, and what it means to be a certified facilitator?
Yeah, absolutely. Where do I even start? I have just always been a seeker. I don't know. I think I would just came to this earth being like, what is wrong with these people? And why aren't they happy? And why aren't they like doing everything they can every single day to see what's beyond this reality and to like actually like strive for something in their lives? And I remember doing things like walking around as a little girl and being like, if I turn left, like, I mean, like 3-4 years old, I would think like, if I turn left, is that my destiny? Like, am I destined to turn left when I'm walking? Or is that a choice that I've made to turn left? Like, I've always been so like esoteric in the way that I think. And so I, you know, went through all kinds of different self-help books and modalities. I think when Christmas, when I was 15 years old, I begged my mom to get me this line of books called The Breakthrough Experience by Dr. John DeMartini, mm-hmm. and some of his other books that I'm sure some of you are familiar with. And I just loved learning those types of things. And so when I found Access Consciousness, I was doing my sociology degree at the University of Winnipeg. And I just fell in love with it instantly. It was taking the best of all of the modalities that I had done before, timesing them by 1,000 and putting them in your hands in a really easy way. So I was like, I was so hooked. I absolutely loved it. And one of the first tools taught in Access Consciousness is to ask questions. Mm-hmm. And so I quickly started a notebook, and every day I would write down 10 questions. And I found that notebook 2 years later, and that everything I read in that notebook was my life 2 years later. And so it was just like, and I had never realized how strongly the universe supports us when we let it. And there's a bunch of things that we have to change in the ways that we look at the world if we want to be supported in the way that's possible. So I've been doing Access for six years now, and it's just been an amazing, amazing journey for me.
Beautiful. Thank you. And you know, one of the things that is so important that you said was you started asking questions, right? Asking questions for me, what that means is I'm asking questions about, okay, what do I want my life to look like? You know, yeah. what would I like to experience? What is joyful for me and what is fun for me? And I you know, for the past 5 years, especially, I've really been following that, asking those questions and really going, to me, it's about going within. So getting out of my head. And for me, it's about going into my heart space and expanding out and say, okay, what is it that I would like? And so I have been creating my reality, you know, for the past 5 years, and it's been miraculous and more miraculous when I can really get my head out of the way. Right.
Yeah.
And so, you know, for you, one of the things that I liked recently that you did a couple of weeks ago, or maybe a month or two ago, was you had done this energy pull exercise on Facebook Live. And I had watched, you know, other ones, right? And but when you did it, I think you were somewhere in Europe. You were not at home, right? You were somewhere, you were traveling. And when you did it, it's like, I got it. It's like, oh my God, that is so easy. That is so amazing. Yeah. Right? So can you talk a little bit about that? And because I know that that's one of the tools that you use a lot, and that's really worked a lot for you.
Yeah. So, well, basically everything, as we all know, is made up of energy. And the more you educate yourself and build the muscle, the more you build a strength with energy. And most of us are taught to ignore the energy around us. Like, we'll have subtle things and we'll go, oh no, that's not real, or I'm not aware of that. And so what the energy pulls is, it's acknowledging that you are a maestro of the universe, and that you can conduct and move and create with energy in any way that you desire. So with the energy pulls, it's like you actually get the energy of, do you guys want to try it? You want me
yes.
to do one? Do
a 5 minute pull? That would be amazing. I was going to ask you, can we do that today?
Yeah, sure. I think I pulled it out of your head. All right. So, okay. So just, we'll take 5 minutes and get comfortable where you are, everyone. And, start by closing your eyes. And I'll show you how this works. I'm going to close my eyes too. All right. So close your eyes and become aware of the space around you. Become aware of the space that's just off of your skin. The space around the little hairs on your arms, the little hairs on your toes, cute little hairy toes. And expand that space to the top four corners of the room that you're in. And expand that space to the bottom four corners of the room that you're in. And expand it out to the size of the city block that you're on. Expand it out over the size of the town or city that you're in. Or we won't discriminate against country folk, over your homestead. And keep expanding out over the globe. Fill your country, your continent, and expand your energy deep down into the core of the earth. And high up into the sky. And you don't have to picture what I'm saying. It's not about picturing it. It's about choosing it. It's like when you sit down into a chair, you don't picture yourself sitting into a chair. You just sit. You don't have to think about this. And just the more you choose to do it, the more it becomes second nature. But picturing it actually weakens it. And if you can't help but picture it, don't worry, just keep going. So now what you're going to do, I'm going to ask you a couple of questions, and you're going to get the energy of those questions. So what do you truly desire? What would you like to create in the world? Don't answer them, just get the energy. What would you like to create as your future? Have you decided you're too old to begin creating a future today? Everything that is, I'm going to run the access clearing statement and we'll explain that later. Right and wrong, good and bad, all nine, pot and pock, shorts, boys and beyonds. What do you know is possible? What is the gift that you came here to be that only you are aware of? What do you know that only you are capable of creating? So get the energy of that and put it in front of your solar plexus. Sort of as if it was in a ball in front of your solar plexus. And begin to pull energy through the whole universe, through that ball, and through you. Pull energy through the whole universe, through that ball, and through you. Keep pulling. Keep pulling that energy through the whole universe, through the ball in front of you, and through every pore of your body, and let it pour out the back of you. Pull, pull, pull. And anywhere you are stopping your receiving, you destroy and uncreate it all. Right and wrong, good and bad, all nine, pot and pock, shorts, boys and beyonds. Keep pulling. Now let little trickles out to all the people who can help and assist you in creating this. Little trickles. And if you meet them, they'll recognize your energy signature. It'll seem like they know you, but they do know you. They know your energy. And now begin to pull again. Pull through the whole universe, through the ball, and through every pore of your body. So what energy, space, and consciousness can you and your body be to create a reality totally beyond this reality with total ease? Everything that is times Godzillion, will you destroy and uncreate it all? Right and wrong, good and bad, all nine, pop, pop, shorts, boys, and beyonds. All right, you can open your eyes. So there, you just did your, I'm not going to say first energy pull because I know some of the people on this call, and this is probably their 80th energy pull, but there's an energy pull.
Thank you. Yeah, and it's so, for me, it feels so expansive and so joyful, and sometimes it's like, I just have tears. I'm just in such gratitude in that space.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right? It's like, wow, I love it. Yeah, so that would, you know, thank you so much for responding in the chat. But yeah, how was that for you? What did you experience? And was that your first time doing an energy pull?
Oh, right? I want to hear about whose first time it is because that's exciting.
Right? So go ahead and write it in the chat. That would be great. I guess I'm new to this, so hopefully I am looking at the right spot. I think so. I think we're good. And so you know, when this is something that people should do on a regular basis, right? Every day, not for something concrete, to make it concrete and make it a to do, but it's more of a habit, but experiencing that flow. For me, it's that experiencing that flow sometimes for the first time, right?
Right. Right.
Oh, so Suzanne says it's her first time. Yay, Suzanne.
Awesome. So yeah, it's like, you can do this as much or as little as you want, but the more you do it, the more it will create you as an energy puller. Because some of us are naturally good pullers. Some of us are naturally more pushers. We're more pushy people. We get in people's space and push our energy at them. But if you want to create a successful career, if you want to, you know, create a business, you have to be a strong energy puller, because you have to allow things and people to come to you, not push yourself onto them. It creates a life of a lot more ease when you allow it all to come to you. And the mantra of Access Consciousness is, all of life comes to me with ease and joy and glory. So energy pulls fit right in with that. It's about all of life coming to you with ease and joy and glory.
Absolutely. And somebody mentioned the other day on Facebook, you know, if people are doing that, you know, every day, 10 times a day in the morning, 10 times at night, I said, yes, I've been doing that every morning when I wake up, before I get out of bed. You know, I say it 10 times before I go to sleep. When I'm lying down, like just about to go to sleep, I say it, you know, 10 times. And not just then, but even during the day, right? When something is going on in my world and it's like, you know what? I really would like everything to come to me with ease, joy, and glory. So I'm just going to say that, you know? And automatically what happens is that the energy shifts.
It does. It does. Right? It changes the way that everything is flowing and working in your life. And it changes the quantum entanglements of the universe and how they interact with you and how you interact with them. So you're asking for a life of ease when you do that. If something's not working, say you're, you know, at your computer and you're like, well, this just isn't working, or, you know, I'm such an idiot, or anything like that. It's like the universe can't contribute to you anything but what you just said or thought. So you have to begin to ask questions so that the universe can show you something greater than what your mind can comprehend. Even good things are a huge limitation, because most of us, actually, good things are usually a bigger limitation, because we're like, yes, I finally got something right, you know, and we don't want to let that go either for something greater.
True, that's a judgment as well. You know, most often we think judgments are negative and bad, but even the good judgments can limit us, because we're limiting ourselves from even something greater and better for ourselves, right? Yeah. And we stay in our headspace with that. So some of the tools that, you know, I've been sharing with my community and with my clients are like the simple ones, right? Who does this belong to? And then it seems so simple. And Dr. Dane here, he's the co-founder of Access, and he talks about this all the time, even in the advanced classes. I was just in one last weekend, and he was talking about, who does this belong to? He does it all the time, even now, right? It's like these tools are not just tools for when you're a beginner, you know, some of these simple tools, right?
No, it's not like you graduate from certain tools forever. Mm-hmm. You don't get like a badge in who does this belong to, and then you're on to interesting point of view. Some days I wish that's how it was. It would be a little bit easier. But so, no, like, it creates a greater result if you're always, you actually want to use the tools until you become them. It's like, if you spend years retraining yourself from going to a conclusion instantly into asking a question and asking for a greater reality, it's like that you don't necessarily have to ask questions anymore once you become the question. Mm-hmm. So
yeah, that's a whole other big thing about being the question, living in the question, right? And that's a space of for me, it feels like total allowance for all of life, you know, and as you're living your life, you're just allowing it to be. And it's like, you can't wrap your head around it.
I know you can't wrap your head around any of this stuff. I think of a head as a calculator. Mm-hmm. It's like it can only calculate what it already knows, but it can't extrapolate beyond what you already know. And so it's a huge limitation. The only way to get beyond it is questions.
Exactly. So what kinds of questions would we want to ask when we want to create our new reality? You know, and for me, it's not about creating a new reality because I'm miserable, but it's about creating a new reality because there's so much more that I would like to experience and so much more that I would like to be in this world, right?
Right, right. Well, let me tell you this story. So how long ago was this? This was about three years ago. So Gary came up with this sort of new question. Gary's the founder of Access Consciousness, and he's just a beautiful, kind, brilliant man. And he has, even when it's against my will, brought me the happiest life I could imagine. Mm. Sometimes I want to hold on to my limitations, but he mm-hmm. has, he's so smart. He sees the whole picture and he can just guide you right where you want to go that you didn't know you wanted to go. That was 10 times better than the place that you thought you wanted to go. So he's played a huge role in my life and, you know, has just always been there for me. And, one of the questions that he gave us at a 7-day event once, which is a 7-day Access Consciousness retreat, was the question of, what do I truly desire? Mm-hmm. And he said, ask this all the time. You could ask it as many times a day as you want, but never answer it. Mm-hmm. Because if you answer it, you are coming to a conclusion. And when you come to a conclusion, you shut off what the universe can give to you. So I asked and asked and asked, and my life started to show up. Things started to show up that I had forgotten that I desired. Like things that were so true for me as a being that I thought about it when I was like in my crib, or like flashes of it when I was like 2 years old, that I never could have even remembered to ask for specifically, showed up as my life. Like these beautiful, beautiful energies. Like, it's hard to even describe them in words because they're so incredible. But one of the things is I just loved, I've always loved like little fishermen's towns and water and beautiful yachts. And so I started asking this question, and a few months later I found myself, I made a bunch of big choices and changed where I lived. And I found myself living in Vancouver, Canada, mm-hmm. on the ocean. And I had this beautiful apartment with floor to ceiling windows overlooking the Golden Gate Bridge, or not the Golden Gate Bridge, the Lions Gate Bridge in Vancouver, and the huge snowy mountains. Mm-hmm. I was one block up from the yachts and the harbor on the 20th floor. And I woke up one morning and I was like this, I woke up and I got out of bed and I went into my living room where there was this panoramic view of the mountains and the ocean. And I was just, I couldn't believe it, because this energy came through me that is the energy of my being. And it was like, oh, it was just so beautiful. And so it's like when you actually create your life, it's like everything feels like home to you. Mm-hmm. Like it's familiar and comfortable, but in like this wild roller coaster kind of way. And so this energy like came through me and it was so beautiful. And it had that energy of like the nautical, you know, ocean life. And it matched the magic that I had asked for as almost an infant. And I said infinite. Mm-hmm. And so that's sort of one example of, sorry, I'm coughing and sneezing today like crazy. I'm gonna sip of water.
Well, I was just going to say that when you start to really ask for what you want, not even having a concreteness of what it is, but that energy of it, and you start to receive it, you start to have these experiences, it's like, oh my God, it's not even a matter of how lucky am I, because I still say that, but it's like, no, I'm not just lucky. I created this. I chose this, right? And how empowering is that you can choose something for yourself that is so different than what you've ever experienced before, but it is so you, you know? And, you know, so for myself, here I am living in Vienna, Austria, and the choices I've made the past 5 years are like nothing that I would have done if I would have followed my parents and my family's advice and knowing, right?
Right.
Nothing. So, and if I would have followed my logical mind, I probably wouldn't have done some of the things or chosen some of the things that I did. But no, I was following the energy of like, what do I want to experience, right? And for me, it's always been about joy and ease. You know, what can I have more ease with? And, you know, beauty and riches and just a freedom, you know? And when you start to experience it, it's like, oh my God, thank you, universe, you know, because like where I'm living now, I couldn't have picked this, you know, like it's always more magical than I even had thought it would be. Right. But it's always like going with the energy and following that energy and saying, okay, let's go with it. See what happens. Right. It's like an adventure.
Right. Right. It looks like Linda is waving her hand around with a question. No.
No. So, but thank you, Linda, for pointing out the fact that if you have a question, raise your hand, let us know, and you can come on live, like video and audio, or, you know, just audio, or you can type it into the chat, okay? Whatever is easier for you.
I'm chasing a fly.
Oh.
The fly.
Sorry.
That's okay. The fly is excited to be here too, right? some of the questions that I wanted to share with everybody, just to let them know, or the tools, that they are simple tools, but they can create magic, right? So we, one of the big ones, like I said, was who does this belong to? And how does it get any better than this? And what else is possible? And again, how does it get any better than this? And what else is possible? It's about getting you out of your limited thinking, right?
Exactly. What are some of the other questions? So what do I truly desire is one.
I love that one.
Yeah, it is. It's great. It changed everything in my life. I mean, from the time that I learned that question and started asking it to 6 months later, I like lived in this incredible place. I met the man that I am now married to. I met my 3 stepkids who I absolutely love, and like everything changed, and my business probably mushroomed like 4 times or something like that in that time. So, and those are just like the physical things that I can kind of describe in that way, but it was so far beyond that. And I continue to ask that question, and things continue to get greater and greater and greater. So, yeah.
And, you know, and that's the thing, when you ask those types of questions, you're not looking for the answer. And that's one thing that for us head people, it's hard to say, what do you mean no answer? It's like, no, don't ask, just ask the question and get an awareness of the space even sometimes, right?
Yeah, let me give you a little example of how that works. So say let's just say in this scenario that Alara is the universe and I'm a not very smart person asking questions. So let's say that I lost my car. So I would go to Alara and I would say, where's my car? And instead of allowing her to say, oh, it's just parked outside, here's the keys, Julia, I would go, where's my car? Where's my car? Did I lose my car? I don't have my car. I'm such an idiot. Should I get a new car? What's going on? Do the police have it? Do you have it? Where am I going? What am I doing with my life? I'm such a loser. How could I lose my car? And meanwhile, Laura's like, hey,
stop.
Here's the keys. But we are talking over the universe every time we judge ourselves. Mm-hmm. We're talking over the universe every time we come to a point of view that we can't have it or we can't do it or we can't be it. So every time that happens, you have to go, interesting point of view, I have this point of view. That's an amazing tool. That is how Gary Douglas became who he is today. And I know that most of you will never do it. because you don't want to have the most amazing lives available. But that tool is your ticket to a reality that you can't even imagine. I mean, really and truly, he did interesting point of view. I have this point of view for every thought, feeling, or emotion he had for 6 months. And at the end of 6 months, he did not have very many points of view left. Mm-hmm. He is not a man with a point of view. And that allows him, when you don't have any fixed points of view, that allows you to see to know everything that you are and to know the bigger picture of other people. So you can facilitate them in a totally different way. You can see things and be things and create things in people that is so far beyond this reality. But we don't want to know that we can be godlike in that way. We think about it, we dream about it, we do all kinds of spiritual practices to have that energy flow through our body, but most people don't want to become the walking, talking embodiment of that. So they don't seek out these tools and they don't use them. And so if you actually want to create in this way, this fast, you have to get yourself to the place where you don't have a fixed point of view about anything. Politics, religion, who you are, where you live, your identity. One of the things that I did, I'm a Canadian and I am come from a very, very left-wing Canadian NDP family. Mm-hmm. And I was a great speaker. I was a very charismatic young girl. I used to, you know, crawl and sit, you know, at the little spot at the end of the dinner table while my parents and aunts and uncles and grandparents would sit around talking about politics and changing the world and the way that those damn, you know, Tories are acting and all these things, all these points of view. But I was really curious because that was the only source I saw of changing the world. And so I wanted to understand everything that they said and everything that they meant. But I picked up a lot of points of view as a kid about who I am and about how lucky I am to be a Canadian citizen. And, you know, I should never give that up, and that's part of my identity. And so I married my husband and moved to South Carolina in the same time, the same 6 months that Trump became president of America. So needless to say, I was a little bit irked. And I had to do interesting point of view. I have this point of view about Donald Trump over and over and over and over. And an interesting point of view. I have this point of view about being a Canadian citizen over and over. All these different points of view that I had that weren't even mine in the first place and had nothing to do with me. They were just holding me back. And so now it's like, I don't have any kind of point of view about Donald Trump. I don't have any kind of point of view about my citizenship, but I worked really hard. I would sit down and I would do that 30 times, you know, I'm totally like ADD. If a tree rustles in the wind, I'm like outside looking at the tree. So what I would do to make sure that I didn't get distracted is I would like make a tally, and I wouldn't get up until I had done that 30 times. And it created this incredible level of freedom in my life. And I've done that with, you know, marrying into a new family. My husband's wife died 6 years ago. And so I came in and I'm a full-time mom to a 17-year-old, a 14-year-old, and a 9-year-old. And so, you know, I don't know if I would have made it without interesting point of view and the tools of access, because from my points of view, to try to fit or match an entire grown family's points of view is not a possibility in this reality. Mm-hmm. I mean, not without a lot of blowouts and a lot of fights. And so I use these tools to go, okay, so what's really going to work here? And is this really my point of view, or is this a point of view that I bought or was taught? So, yeah.
And, you know, and that's really interesting, because you're right, you know, using these tools, like interesting point of view, it's not just one-time thing. Like, you know, you do it over and over again until it clears, right? Yeah. Until it completely clears, the energy or the charge is gone. And you're right, most of us are not that dedicated, you know, like we have shiny object syndrome and we're busy doing the next thing, right?
Yeah, and I totally had that. I mean, I had it just as much as anybody else, but I would sit down and I would take a piece of paper and I would be like, I'm not getting up until this paper has 30 tallies on it.
Yeah.
Because of the level of freedom that it gave me. You know, I had a person that was coming into my life and telling me how to do things and making my life really difficult. And so I would just sit down and go sit on my bed and do interesting point of view. I have this point of view, you know, a bunch of times, and I would count on my fingers.
Mm-hmm.
And I love this person now. I have no charge. I could talk to them on the phone for an hour. I used mm-hmm. to like, want to run the other way when they walked into the room. And now I just have total freedom and ease.
Beautiful. Thank you. And that is a powerful tool. And we can all do that for ourselves, for any situation. So for example, if we don't have enough money or enough clients, or if we want to take access classes and we're not being able to find the money to take the access classes, for example.
Exactly. It's like, interesting point of view, I have the point of view, I'm poor. Mm-hmm. Interesting point of view, I have that point of view. And you just keep doing it and doing it until there's no charge left. And you may do it 30 times and you still have a point of view the next day. So you do it again. But it's creating you as a person that doesn't exist in this reality, because having a point of view is what keeps you locked in this reality, mm-hmm. unable to create magic beyond it.
And, you know, this whole concept of going beyond mediocre, right? So mediocre for me is about being tied into this reality, doing what everybody else is doing, all their points of view, you know, doing what your family says and does, and just the whole society, and doing these things, knowing that there's something else that you want, right? So it's kind of like being stuck in this time warp or some sort of warp where, you know you want something else, but you feel like you have to do this. You know, that for me, that's about, you know, kind of like being mediocre, because you're not choosing for yourself. So for me, choosing for yourself what's right for you, and it's going to be different for each person, you know? So, you know, how do you choose for yourself when that choice could be conflicting with somebody else that you're is close to?
Well, I don't actually choose for myself. I choose for the world. So there's something called the kingdom of me, where we are choosing only for ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
And there's something called the kingdom of we, where we're choosing, or sorry, there's something called the kingdom of, I just make a joke, it's not really this, but I call it the kingdom of everybody else,
mm-hmm.
where you choose for everybody else, but you exclude yourself from that choice. And then there's the kingdom of we, where you're choosing for yourself and everybody else. And that's where I do my very best to make my choices from, because it's like life is not about getting what you want. It's about creating what you desire. Mm-hmm. And those are two totally different things that we have been taught are the same thing.
Yeah.
So you have to look at it and you have to go, okay, so what do I desire in the world? What kind of person do I desire to be? And what choice would I make if I was truly being me? And whatever choice is the lightest is the one that I choose.
So. Mm-hmm. Oh, beautiful. Thank you. I'm going to have to do that one a little bit for myself too. It's like, well, it's because I, like, you know, you were talking and I'm listening and I'm like, and it's already gone.
Yeah. I know. Right. And that's a good, like, that's the thing is for everybody on the call, like, feel free to listen to this many, many times, because you are going to, it's going to short out your brain oftentimes at the beginning. Some topics will short out your brain, some won't, but some of it might be really hard to follow, because it's going beyond your brain and it's rewiring the way that your brain is wired. You know, it's talking about things that are not usual. And so your brain doesn't have a reference point for that. So you may have to listen to this, you know, 5 or 10 times before you actually get it. And there's a difference between theoretically understanding it and getting it with your whole being.
And that's what we want to get to, is getting it with your whole being. So one of the ways of really getting it is by doing these energy flows. So Julia has, you know, a wonderful gift for all of you, which you can find on the gifts page if you've already signed up. And also she has a special offer that she's offering just to our community, which I would like to share with you. It should be on the live page. So if you're on the live page, you can just click on special offer. And that which opens up to another page, which here she has this beautiful 30 days of energy pulled. And I'm looking at the package and I'm saying, oh, 30 days. Okay. And then I'm looking at the actual information. It's like, oh no, it's 31 days. Plus there's a welcome gift. Plus there's a bonus. So Julia, can you talk a little bit about that for us?
Yeah. So I had the idea to actually get people doing this every day. Because I did it when I first started Access and it changed my life. And I realized, why did I stop doing that? That changed everything for me. Mm-hmm. It created everything that I was asking for. And so I started a Facebook group and I started recording these calls every day. And they just changed my world. And so it's every day. Yeah, it'll be 30 days and it's at 10 minute to usually they're like 25 minutes. They're actually, I give a lot of information and a lot of tools, and we do an energy pull exercise in every single one of them. And, I can't even begin to tell you the kinds of stories that I heard from this class. So I am gifting you guys that for next to nothing, $99. And I would love for you guys to enjoy it and actually use it to its full possibilities, because there's a lot of power packed and power in that package.
Absolutely. And that's a commitment to yourself as well, that, hey, I want something to change. And that's why you're on this video series, because you want to change your reality. So this is one way that you can commit to yourself, commit to your life, to change your reality. Because like Julia said, these energy pulls are what Gary had told her to do or suggested. You know, he suggests things, whether people do them or not is a different story, right? But Julia did these and her whole life changed. So if you would like your life to change, even a little bit, try it out. You see it. And, you know, so you will get the downloads for each of the 30 days. It's 31. plus the exercise, plus the bonus all at once. But I wouldn't do them all all at once, you know, take the time, do it, you know, one a day instead of doing them all at once, right?
Yeah, I would say so. I would say you could do one in the morning and one at night. But yeah, kind of allow yourself to really receive the full benefits and allow your energy to expand and for things to move around before you do the next one. I would say like every, I wouldn't do them. My recommendation is 2 hours apart. You could, if you wanted to do it in a day, go for it. I'm not going to stop you, but definitely take a breather before you go in for the next round.
And also, it's not about having a fixed point of view of, all right, I'm going to do this and my whole life is going to change. No, you know, it's also about being open to whatever the, you know, is going to happen, right? So for me, it's always about, look, let's see, it's an adventure, you know, just be in the flow, just feeling that flow, experiencing that flow, you know, being in that energy for me is expansive enough, right? And so I don't have like, okay, I have to change my money situation, so I'm going to do this. And so this is how I want it to look like.
It actually won't work if you do it that way. That's a good point. Because if you have, that's a fixed point of view.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry. Fixed yeah. point of view don't work.
So try not to be in the, you know, controlling, you know, control freak in this, you know. I used to be, so I call myself a recovering control freak. You know? So now it's not about controlling, it's about allowing the universe to support you, allowing the universe to send you whatever it is that you require and what you desire. And sometimes the universe knows better than we do, because we meaning our minds, our own headspaces, right?
Right. Yeah, and all of these tools are about making your life better, not judging the life that you have right now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like if you come at it with the point of view of my life is broken and these tools are going to fix it, they're not going to work as well for you. They're going to enhance your life and make it more ease and more fun, but they're not about giving up your life for the tools or anything like that. You apply these tools to what you're creating now to make it greater.
Yeah, absolutely. It's beautiful. And you know, it's like, it comes, you get to a point where, like, I think you mentioned this earlier, Julia, where you're not really searching for a tool or doing anything and life just shows up. And then in that moment, what do you choose? So for example, today's Monday. So on Wednesday morning early, I'm flying to Spain. I've never been to Spain. It wasn't on my radar to go to Spain, but my sister is visiting and I was like, oh, huh, this feels good. Feels yummy. So again, it's that, how does it feel? Does it feel good? Does it feel expansive? Does it feel light? You know, do you get excited? Right. And it's like, oh, I wonder if I can go, you know? And yeah. So then I looked, saw some flights. It's like, oh, that's easy. Okay, I can do that. Right. So now I get to go to Spain for a few days, visit family, see Spain. I've never been. So how exciting is that? And it's a matter of just one choice. You know, right. It was right. Just one choice of me saying, oh, that would be fun to do. Right. And then doing it. So when you start being in that space of adventure and fun and joy and what would be fun for me, it's like things start to open up and things start to show up in your life, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
You know, and so it's just been magical. You know, life is just magical for me. And everyone says to me, oh my goodness, it's like, what kind of life are you living? It's so amazing. I say, yeah, I'm choosing it every day. You know, every day I'm choosing what is fun for me, what is joyful for me, what feels expansive, and how can I contribute, you know, to the planet, to my community, to the world? Like, what, you know, what would be fun for them? And that's why I created this series. Like, okay, I really want to share these tools. You know, I think that'll be fun because it's fun for me. And, you know, maybe they can, you know, my community and other people can get just even one little nugget, you know, one tool that they can start to use that will start to shift their life. Because really, that's what life is about. Life is about being happy. And, you know, I am still all about the happiness. Having a life that's filled with joy and ease, right? And how does it get any better than that?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So are we going to the top of the hour or?
Well, we just have a few more minutes left. So I was going to ask if anybody had any questions, any comments and feedback about today's call, about your energy pull special offer, or just the energy pull exercise. Right? Because
I'm an open book.
Exactly. So it's like, you know, right now Julia's here for all of us so that we can ask her what, you know, what we desire and what we require for our lives to move forward so that we can create our reality. You know, and so I know I asked a lot of questions and I'm going to have to go back and watch this again because it's like, oh, I missed some stuff because I was, you know, focusing really hard. But it doesn't even have to be difficult. It can be easy. It's just about choosing for yourself. So, you know, in the morning when you wake up and you do, you know, the access mantra, you know, after that, ask, what do I really desire today?
Yeah, absolutely. And let me give you guys a couple, we actually never did explain the access clearing statement. Let me just explain that really quickly, or at least it can be explained to you because it's a little long for me to explain at the last few minutes of our call. But the access clearing statement is a way to clear any energy. And it goes through ways that we make things right, where we make them wrong, where we make them good or bad, where we have fixed points of view. So when I say right, wrong, good, bad, all nine, podpoc, shorts, boys, and beyonds, I'm actually clearing all these different points of view from this lifetime and all past lifetimes that you've had. So it's an amazing tool. But if you want a really long explanation or a bit of a heartier explanation, you can go to theclearingstatement.com. So, and I think that Alora is typing it into the chat. She looks like she's on it. So that is an amazing tool as well. And that's a whole new way of looking at the world and actually realizing you can clear things. And I probably use the clearing statement. I use it all day. You know, if I'm really having a strong point of view about something, I want a clearing statement on it. So Suzanne says, it's such a new way of thinking, creating my reality. I'm intrigued and will listen a few times. Thank you. Awesome.
Good. Absolutely. And then Marlene says, hi, ladies. My life has become awesome. Seems every time something leaves my life, something incredible comes in. How amazing is that? And she says, I use the clearing statement. Good. Yay.
Yeah.
And how do you hold the question without the need to answer it?
Well, you really don't want to hold it. That's like holding in a poop. That's never a good idea. You want to ask the question. Let it out and let it trickle out into the universe. You don't hold it. You don't hold on to it. You don't have to remember it. You don't have to keep the energy of it. It's just like, that's like saying, how do I hold my question before my spouse answers it? No, you just ask your spouse. And that's how you learn to create a conversation between you and the universe, where you're asking the universe a question and the universe is giving you the awareness by changing your life and by bringing your life to you. Like, I'm asking the universe, what do I truly desire? And the universe is saying to me, here you go. And it shows me. It doesn't tell me. It shows me. Mm-hmm. Gives it to me. And so that's a great question, Dada. Thank you for asking it.
And so, you know, when the whole point of the universe is showing you, you know, the answer, or giving you the answer, not in words, but showing you by giving you experiences, you know, people come into your life, or experiences come into your life. So it also means it's about being present, right? Not being in your head all the time, but being present in your body, being present in the moment.
Yeah, absolutely. Right?
And so I know we didn't get to talk about the body at all. We'll have to save that for another time. But that's another whole area too, about having that communication with your body, that relationship with your body. And even, you know, this relationship with the universe is also the relationship with you. So what kind of relationship are you having with you? Are you honoring you? Right? And so by asking these questions, you start to honor you. you're actually choosing for yourself. Good. And so do you ask your questions out loud or is it good in your mind silently? Whatever.
Either yeah. Works fine.
Just make sure it's not a statement with a question mark attached, right? So we'll have to do a whole call on what types of questions do you ask and how do you ask a question and what is a question?
Totally, absolutely. Actually, I'm doing a call on that. As you say that, I'm looking over and I see the poster for my call.
Ah, right.
Yep, called The Daily Ask. And it's a 30-day class designed to teach you how to ask questions. And every day we... Do you remember how I was talking about how at the beginning of Access, I had a notebook and mm-hmm. every notebook became my life?
Yes.
I want to create a notebook with everybody. So we're going to have a telecall dedicated to learning how to ask, learning how to receive, and creating a notebook to get you on your way.
Oh, I love that. Oh my goodness. That's exactly what I need.
Powerful stuff.
I think you did a Facebook Live today, but I was out or something, or I had my own live call at that time, so I missed it. But we can still see it on Facebook.
Yeah, you can watch my Facebook Live. I did. Just go to Julia Sotis, my personal Facebook page. You can add me as a friend on Facebook. I'll add anybody on Facebook. I won't sleep with anybody, but I'll add anybody. And just add me as a friend, and you can... I don't even think you have to add me as a friend to see what's on my page.
Yeah, it's there because I saw it. It's like, oh, I missed it. But it's okay. I will go back and watch it. But that is a brilliant class. I'm surprised no one has done it before because that is one of the sticking points, I think, for a lot of people. It's like, what do I ask? How do I ask? I don't know, right? So. Yeah. That'll be amazing. So please do check that out as well and check out Julia's special offer that she has for us. And I know we're at the top of the hour and so we have to go, but thank you so much, Julia. This has been so much fun and I have to go back and watch it again because there were some key points there for myself as well. So I'm going to go back and listen to it and watch it. So this replay will be on the replay page shortly later today. We'll see how that looks. I'm not quite sure yet. All right, everyone. Thank you. Thank you, Julia.
Thank you so much. And thank you everybody on the call and everybody listening in the future. And what do you truly desire? Keep asking that.
Thank you, both of you.
Yes, thank you. I'm going to unmute you all so you can say thank you and bye.
Thanks a lot.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you for being bye. Here.
Thank you, Laura. Bye, everyone.
Thank you. Bye for now, everyone.
Bye.